Guys, I want you to know, this is the largest children's time group I have ever spoken to. This is neat. When I was your age, a long time ago, and from when I was your age until I went to college, and then even after, my parents used to tell me all the time that the choices I make and the things I do when I'm not at home, when I'm out in the world, reflected either good or bad on our family. And I remember very clearly thinking to myself, oh, no, 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 no. Don't put that shirt on my back. I just wanted to be a kid. I just wanted to play and play with my friends and not have to think about all that. And that's kind of what I did. But over time, I began to realize that because I was part of the Feldhacker family, that people associated all of my family with the things I did. So when I did nice things for people, it made the whole family feel good. And when I wasn't so nice, I kind of sometimes embarrassed my family. So what I'm saying is you all are part of something bigger than just yourselves. You're part of a family. And you're part of a church family. And we're all part of God's family. So all I'm saying is when you live your lives, the things you do matter. The things you do can be a great help to other people. So if you have a chance to have a cup of cold water and you meet somebody who's very, very thirsty and you give them the cup of water, it makes God very happy. And it might make you a new friend. And that's what we do in the church, is we take care of people. Is that right? Can I say a quick prayer? Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of these children in our lives. And we thank you for the outlet that they have had in their creativity and expression during music camp. Lord, we ask you to guide us this day and use each of us to provide small acts of kindness like a cold cup of water to those who need it most. We pray this in the name of Christ. Amen. Thank you all for coming forward.